You can get the Carrie and Tommy catch-up wherever, whenever. And if you're looking to get in control of your bill payments, choose BPAY, because they're in your corner. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
Yes, it is, and big start to the week. Guys, $2,000 in cash later in the show.
Isn't that
love
great?
A show with some cash to give away. And now, of all times this year to need cash, it's now.
Do you know what's great about it, Vickers? It's guaranteed cash, which means if we don't give it away today, it jackpots until tomorrow. And by the end of the week, we'll have given all this cash away. And it's so easy.
If you get through,
you've got a 1 in 4 chance of winning $2,000. And not $2,000 in any batch, isn't it? $2,000 cold, hard cash, Jesse.
Yeah, if you want to play, carrieandtommy.com.au. It's all thanks to BPAY, guys.
Coming up, though, have I got a story for you?
Oh, yeah.
It's not my story. It's not my story to tell at all, but
that's
I'm going to tell
it.
Because it's such a good story that I believe it needs to be told.
We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is exciting.
Well, I don't quite know how to bring you the story.
Just, mate, tell you, because it's a story about a friend, right?
It's a story about a friend's friend.
No, so no, let's just leave all that. Just say it's your story.
Is it my story?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Bickers, haven't you got that amazing story?
This actually happened.
What happened
to you? And I still feel freaked out about it now. Like, even the thought of it makes me feel...
Right.
Getting into the shower the other night.
Yeah.
And as you know, I have a penchant, is that the word?
A penchant,
a penchant for a shower
penchant
cap.
For a French word?
For a shower cap.
Yeah, you love a shower cap.
Yeah. Shower caps are quite French, I think, too. You know, they've got the little frilly things.
Cap du shower.
Yes. I love a shower cap. Don't like getting my hair wet and having to wash it all the time. Cap de douche.
No, don't call it that. That's not nice.
And, you know, I have a lot of hair, a lot of luscious, long,
mostly
hair.
Other people's hair. Clipped in.
Not in this story, I don't.
Angles.
It's all mine.
Okay, sorry. You've got
I had
heaps
it up
of hair.
In a big, I had to put it all up, sort of make it a bit of a top
knot.
Oh,
no.
And
oh,
then
no.
put the
no.
shower cap over my
no.
head. And I got in the shower the water was running over me. And I felt something almost tickle my head. And I thought, my top
You've
knot
got
must
so
have dropped.
Much hair in
my
this story.
Top knot must have dropped down sort of onto my head. And then it popped across to the other side under the shower cap. And I was like, what's hard?
No.
Is that like, did I clip it in there with the anyway, then it was still again, so I had a bit more of my shower.
Oh, no.
And then again it ducked over to the other side again.
Oh,
and then I started going, oh my God, I think there's something in my shower cap. Oh, my God, there's something live in my shower cap. So I turned the shower off and I took the shower cap off. And because I have so much hair, it took a little bit of shaking out the hair to shake out a mouse that was under my shower cap in my hair.
Oh, it's like real-life Ratatouille.
Real-life Ratatouille. Now, that didn't happen to me, but that happened to a friend's friend on the weekend. Even hearing that story has made me shudder. Imagine,
You know, this is why I'm scared of bats. And I'll never have long hair because I always have an irrational fear of a bat getting caught in my hair.
You used to have long dreadies. Is this a new fear?
Got rid of them because of the bats.
How would a bat get stuck? Would fly...
I imagine, I imagine just getting stuck and then I'd be flapping, the bat would be flapping, it'd be chaos. But a mouse
In the shower too. So the shower's falling on your head, so you're not sure if it's the drips falling on your shower cap or if it's the mouse.
And you've put on a little head trap for it. You've trapped it in.
Yes, I've trapped it in there. Imagine letting it out and then it running down your back.
Oh.
Anyway, as a result of that friend of a friend story, that was, I feel like, very personally told. I mean, I was even sucked into that.
It was great.
I want to talk mice tails.
If you see the menu, scream. Call 301060. Mice tails. Squeak, squeak. Hiding in your walls and eating your cheese. It's mice tails. Squeak, squeak.
Call up 131060. Give us your mice tail.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Talking mice.
It's mice tails. Squeak, squeak.
Oh, We're doing Mice Tales because on the weekend, a friend of a friend's friend was in the shower. It was in me. It was me in the shower, had a shower cap on and has a lot of hair. So it's a bit of an exercise to get the shower cap on. Didn't notice that under the shower cap was a mouse and it ran across her head as she was showering and it took her a while to work out what it was. She took the shower cap off, had to shake her hair out because it was in her hair and dropped to the ground and it was
And you know how mice, when they get scared, I assume, because it would have been scary for the mouse, so it would do what humans do and it'd probably start doing its business.
Do you reckon?
So that'd be all through her hair
Aren't they, don't they spend their whole life scaring? Like, I feel like that's their existence, isn't it?
They love
just
it.
Being, having people go, all the time to them. If they pooed every time someone did that, there'd be a lot of mouse poo around.
There is a lot of mouse poo around. Actually,
maybe that's what's happening.
Yeah, maybe we got to stop scaring the poor little things.
Maddie, what's your mice tale?
Hey, guys. So I was at my friend's 18th about 4 years ago, and we were motorbike riding on a farm in New South Wales. And the next day I went to put my helmet on to go out and ride again, and there was a mouse in my helmet that I didn't know about, and then when I took the helmet off, it crawled down my face.
And Maddie, what did you do? Did you just accidentally break your own nose when you tried to squash the mouse against your face?
No, like, I was that in shock that I just had no reaction. And for me, like, I would usually, like, scream, but there was, like, I just was out of breath.
And how long did it take you to realise what was happening? Like, in your brain, could you, were you like, that's a mouse crawling down my face? Or was it not till afterwards?
Well, I knew something was in my helmet. But I didn't know if it was like a cockroach or what, but definitely something was crawling up there. So I just flipped it off straight away. I don't even know how long it took, but I just flew out. But yeah.
Good one, Maddie. Yeah. Great. Mice tail. Michael, what have you got for us?
Yeah, well, this actually happened to my wife. We were out in the vineyard and she had a mouse run up the inner thigh of her leg. It had gone up the bottom of her foot, up into her pants, and she'd stopped it with catching it on the inner side on her thigh with her hand.
Oh, gosh. And then she's just got a mouse in her hand against the side of her leg.
Yeah, yeah. So she's got one hand on the mouse on her leg and the other hand undoing a button on her pants, and here I am, I'm looking at her opposite, I'm going, what are you doing, woman? And she goes, I've got a mouse on my leg. So, you know, pants are coming down. I'm thinking, oh, hang on, what's going on here? And, out pops this mouse in the middle of the block.
It's a mouse trying to be a love rat.
Yeah, I thought, oh, it's going to be a one-on-one. Win-win for everyone.
What about you, Wendy? What's your mice tale?
Is that me?
Yes, that's you, babe.
Okay. Well, we had one of those old push-down toasters. As kids, and we used to say to Mum, oh, it's so hard to push this toast down. She'd go, just try harder.
Oh, no.
So we'd push and push, and then after about 6 weeks, my dad pulled it apart and there was a mouse in the bottom. And we've been eating toast all that time.
Oh, my toast. God. Oh, Wendy, I'm taking that story and I'm going to retell it as mine tomorrow. Oh, that's a great one.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Doing it all thanks to BPAY, who can help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPAY is right for you.
It is. So easy and so secure. Best way to manage your money online with all your bills and stuff. One payment method, all through online banking, especially at the moment. So easy.
Yeah, gone are the days of traipsing down to the post office to pay your bills. Now you can do it in the comfort of your own home and knock them off all in about 20 seconds, Bickers.
Plus, thanks to BPAY, we have $2,000 up for catch a little bit later on. The easiest way to win $2,000 ever. So make sure you stay tuned.
Yep.
Up next, though, what have you got for us?
I have got a competition. It's going to be a radio version of Limbo. How's that going to work?
Oh, I'm very good at Limbo.
Oh.
Yes, I'm so stretchy. I'm really good at Limbo.
I have not seen the terms and conditions, but I don't think you can compete.
More. And Tommy Little.
And we've got to do a bit of TikTok content before it gets shut down, Bickers, wouldn't you agree?
Are they going to shut it down?
Are you not worried about that being one of TikTok's premier talents?
I did see that on the weekend that Trump was thinking about shutting it down. I just can't see it happening. They've been talking about it for months.
He's scared about China and the stealing of people's face information.
He'll be scared about something else very soon.
Yeah, he doesn't want China to know how all the Americans dance in the privacy of their own home. what they're going to do with that information. So I thought we'd do a bit of TikTok content. Stumbled across this bloke. Now, tell me, I'll just play you a clip of him and just tell me what are your first kind of thoughts after you listen to this guy.
Now I'm walking up to Walmart, right? Minding my own business. And I see all these bugs and they just straight chilling. Now don't ask me what they are because I don't know. But not today, Satan. No, ma'am.
I mean, I don't know what he said, but he's got an amazing voice.
Doesn't he?
Is he a voiceover guy?
How would you describe his voice?
Deep.
That's the first thought that came into my mind as well. Because when you think famous deep voices, what do you think? Maybe Barry White or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I reckon this guy is about 10 decibels lower than Barry White.
It almost is uncomfortable to listen to. It's so low.
Yeah. Have you got a bit more there, Jess?
I might start an ASMR channel. I can get the mic really, really, really close. Sparkle. Relax. Deep, deep breaths.
with a good set of speakers, that'll really reverberate around that.
It'll rock it, wouldn't it?
Yes.
It's pretty impressive. Do you think it's real?
I would have assumed, but you asking that makes me think maybe it's not. What do you mean? As in, that's not his normal speaking voice, he's putting it on?
No, I mean, it sounds like it's got some effect on it, don't you reckon?
Nah, that's his voice, I reckon.
Because I thought, you know how we use that voice disguiser we attempted to the other week and ours sounded awful, but it sounded like, you know when they disguise people's voices.
That sounds all a bit, when you disguise people's voices, it all goes a bit like that. Whereas his is hitting, it's still clean.
How does it go?
I'm not doing anything.
Can you just say, how are you, but in a voice disguiser voice?
How are you? I reckon that's his real voice.
Well, he addresses that very thing.
Hey, let me just say this right now. If you think my voice ain't real, right? Sound like me then. Sound like me. Whatever I'm doing to sound like this, sound like me then.
Yeah, what do you mean, sound like me then?
I think he's like, mimic it. If you think it's fake, then you should be able to make it sound like
this. Can you
do
that?
Sound
how low
like
can you
then.
Go?
This is how low I can go.
It's pretty low, actually. Jess, how low can you go?
I think this is how low I can go.
Let's have a low off.
You went higher, I think.
Yeah. I think this is how low I can go.
This is it for me, guys.
This is me. because it's funny you mentioned a low off. 13, 10, 60. Jesse.
How low can you go? How low can you go?
I think this guy's got the lowest voice that I have ever heard.
Yes.
And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh no, I can go lower, then give us a call, 13 10 60. We're going to see how low you can go. Give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We discovered this work on TikTok and he's got a pretty deep voice, Jess.
Now I'm walking up to Walmart, right? Minding my own business. Yep. And I see all these bugs and they just straight chilling. Mm. Now don't ask me what they are because I don't know. But not today, Satan. No, ma'am.
Yep.
Did that work?
Did everybody hear that except for us?
Did you not hear that?
No.
Okay, great.
Did everybody hear that, do you think?
I don't know. Let's go to Cookie. G'day, Cookie.
G'day, buddy.
Oh, that's good, Cook.
Could you hear the other guy talking low?
I did.
Did you? And did you think he's got nothing on you? Or did you think, Dan, that's a deep voice?
No, I thought that I would ask a lady that. The lady didn't know.
I feel like, Cookie, putting it on a tiny bit. I feel like if you were just chatting with the boys, it'd be a little bit higher.
No, not really. Just a little.
Cookie, can you give us your lowest? Just tell us what you had for breakfast, but in your lowest voice.
All right, I had cornflakes, milk, and sugar.
It's pretty good, Cookie.
A bit Russell Crowe-esque.
It's pretty good. And so then,
it's not Jessie, just a guy thing, though.
No, who we got?
I think we've got Liz. Liz, have you got a deep voice?
Yes, I have.
Oh. That's a... It's very... It's a husky voice, which is really... It's quite lovely. Liz, is that your standard depth? Is that just your normal voice?
This is my normal voice.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get quite low.
Wow.
And then, Jess, crank it down another notch for us. Really hit the gutter.
Real, real low.
Why is it that a low voice is sexy but a really high voice isn't? Where's that come from?
Because it's older, I think, because...
What's older?
I think high voice is associated with younger people.
So why...
Like if you were to go like this.
It's just so bad.
You know, it's not...
Like if you were trying to like really... Yeah. And you spoke like that, that'd be... everyone would go home. Like that's...
What's that?
try and sexy talk at that pitch.
No, I think it's a really weird territory.
I just bet you can get people to sexy talk at a low pitch, but at a high pitch, I don't think it's possible, is it?
No.
Say how hot you think somebody is and that you'd like to kiss them.
God, that person from the office, they're so, so cooter, and I wouldn't mind giving them a big smooch on the lips.
So weird, bad. What about Michael? Michael, what did you make of that?
Yeah, how you going?
No way. Is that real?
Yeah, that's my real voice, yeah.
Michael, that's awesome. It's like I'm sure you get told every day that you have a low voice.
I do. One day a lady from the call centre rang up and said, "Can I speak some more to her because she really likes my voice."
Wow.
I couldn't understand that.
Was it too low? Michael, too have low you ever me. Thought of a job where you were kind of an erotic phone operator?
No, not really. I used to do the, when I worked the library, I used to do the closing. And, yeah.
When did it go, the closing?
You've got to get out of the library?
Yeah.
And they thought we do, because it sounds like it's been possessed.
Yeah.
When did it go low, Michael? What age?
About 16.
Mate, I love it.
Wow.
Is it a hit with potential partners?
Everyone likes it, but everyone comments on how deep my voice really is, but I don't think it's very deep.
Can you go higher, Michael?
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yes, it is, and coming up very soon in the show, $2,000 to give away, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's exciting for the people of Australia, but I think this right now is exciting for us because...
Is it?
You don't think so?
I mean, it's certainly exciting for me.
No, come on. I've got to be... If you're going to have a career pivot, I've got to be involved.
I mean, you do have great ideas. Maybe you can be some of the inspiration behind some of my posts.
Mate.
If you've just joined us, I am now an influencer.
Influencer. isn't that a great, just got such a great feel to it, doesn't it?
What do they call the ones that specifically focus on fitness? Because that's really what my niche is.
I think it's wankers.
What do they call it? Bell, no. Bell, what? A fitspo. I'm a fitspo.
Is that what you say? They're a fitspo? Is that what you say?
Fitspiration.
Yeah.
You're a fitspiration. What have you... All right, fitspo, what have you done specifically that's led us to this point?
Well, I did a PT session yesterday.
Yes.
I know. Hero. And anyway, our PT's leaving to move into state. So I thought I would take a photo of the board where he writes out what we have to do so that I will slowly do that over the next sort of week or two so that I've got a backlog of ones that I can do myself at home. Anyway, it was a really hard session and I sent it to a friend and she was like, oh my God, I'm going to go try that this afternoon. And I thought, actually, you know what? It's always great when you see someone's what they've done online because if you're sitting on the couch doing nothing, you think, God, I could go, you know, lift some weights or do some push-ups or something. So I thought I'd post it online just so my friends, you know, could get some inspiration. And then, well, didn't I open a can of worms?
Because
I'm sounding like that guy we had before, Cookie. My voice can go low too.
Because I'm assuming the internet loved it. Because what you've done
mad for
is,
it.
Well, and how about your PT? How did he feel?
Look, I haven't chatted to him about it.
Yeah.
I didn't credit him either.
do you reckon it's like putting a chef's recipe out there without asking them? Do you think you've just let the kernels?
I mean, it wasn't like he reinvented the wheel. No, it wasn't. Do you want me to tell you what I did?
Well, yes, absolutely.
Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear what I did on my Sunday morning?
I do.
So, run the oval. It's the first thing I did.
Okay, it's not bad.
50 burpees.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a lot in a row.
Thank you. Thank you. 50 in a row. Burpees in a row. Yeah. Jeez. 50 kettlebells.
50 in a row.
50 in a row. Yeah.
No. How many times did you spew?
I did, and it only took me about 5 minutes, I think, 6 minutes.
No.
Have I made that up? No, I don't think I have. I think that's
tomorrow
I think
on the show.
Me 5 minutes.
You're doing 50 burpees.
I can do 50 burpees easily. Ooh. It's no stress.
It's absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Jumping up?
Jumping up and jumping down.
No way.
Okay, so then I did 50 kettlebell swings.
Tomorrow, activewear, and we'll get Eli with his camera.
Oh, my God, I really get to live out my Fitzpo dream.
Yes, this is great.
Then 50 kettlebell swings, then another run around the oval, then 50 step-ups, 50 Russian twists, 50 step-ups again, then run the oval, then another 50 kettlebell swings, then another 50 burpees.
No.
So I did 100 burpees in the morning.
No wonder.
And then
you are Fitzbo. Mate,
oh my God.
That's great stuff.
Wait, I also posted some inspirational sort of quote type thing.
Oh, yeah?
I said, zero motivation before full stop. Feel so much better after full stop. Got to keep my mood up during this crappy time.
Oh, live like nobody's watching. Love like you've never danced. You know, do those things.
And then my friend texted me and she just said, I just screenshot your workout and went and did it. And then Belle, producer Belle, texted me and she said, I just screenshot your workout and went and did it. Everyone's screenshotting my workout.
Or your PT's out of work, but that's fine.
He's leaving anyway. I can just take myself. I don't even need a PT.
Because what about when you posted about... Yeah, Fitzbos don't have their own PTs. That's stupid. What about when you...
I think Kayla Itzness or whatever her name is has got her own PT. She just screenshots the exercises that they give her and works them online and makes
says,
a million.
Yeah, it's her own. What about when you posted about your mate's aprons, the cargo crew aprons? How did that go?
Went off its rocker.
Oh, this is great. What about when you posted about Chris using the kitchen scissors as pube scissors?
Oh, my God.
Was there much purchasing
Kmart's
of scissors?
Kmart's all around Australia sold out of kitchen scissors.
Yeah, and families all around Australia end up getting pubes in their dinner that night because they use the
you
same
know what's
scissors.
Really annoyed me. He's become really pedantic about what's in our cutlery drawer all of a sudden, so I can't even get a pen when I need to write a list. And it's like, it's your pube scissors that started the whole thing. Why do we have to pay for it?
Hey, can we get some real evidence of just how many people have been influenced by you?
Oh, my God, there'd be millions.
13, 10,
just from 60. Yesterday's post.
No, well, let's not restrict ourselves too much. 13, 10,
there'll
60.
Be at least three people. I know three people that did the workout yesterday that I posted.
That's good. That means there's probably millions. 13, 10, 60. Have you been influenced by Bickers? You might have used pube scissors. You might have bought a cargo crew thingo. You might be making crappy macarons.
Yes,
Carrie's cuts. You might have been doing home hairdressing.
Maybe you dyed your hair brown. I mean,
that's
wasn't
great.
That a thing for a short
yes.
minute?
I misunderstood when you were waving your hair in the air, which bit of the hairdressing that was. And I'm so sorry because we should have talked about that before. Give us a call, 131060.
Oh, God, no
have
one's calling.
Been
this is a short-lived career.
There's a seven-second delay. Let's just wait together. Let's count it out. There'd be about 3 seconds more. 3, 2, 1. The
still
message
no
would have gone out. No calls. 131060, have you been influenced by Carrie Bickmore to do something? We'll take just one call.
Yeah, this is my chance of pivoting careers now, so your call could be the difference. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy. Sorry, I'm just on the gram looking through my comments. I got a reply. I don't know if you call it a reply, actually. Someone replied to my story I posted.
Slid into your DMs.
Someone by the name of a guy, Sebastian.
And
he said, yes, with an exclamation mark and a strong arm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? You're basically Fitzbo to the stars then. And we're trying to work out whether this is a career pivot for you. And just how broad your influencing range has been.
Because I posted my workout yesterday and everyone's doing it.
You actually posted your personal trainer's workout without permission.
I'm mean, it wasn't, you know, like I could have come up with that workout.
But then why didn't you? Why do you pay him money?
Yeah,
to do
that? Once I become a Fitzboy, I won't need to anymore, you know?
You know what you've got to do? You've got to pay him like every day and start, you know, just photographing them every day. And then when you've got 50, you offer to release one a week for a paid service.
Subscription. Yes. Anyway, you're wanting to know whether I've influenced anybody else doing anything else because, yes. You know, do I have the credentials to really do a career pivot?
Yeah. Stacey, what do you think? Have you been big-fluenced?
Well, a few weeks ago I took in a picture of Carrie's new haircut, colour, sorry, as influence, so...
To the hairdresser.
Dace, you know what's really exciting about that? I didn't know I had a new hair colour. So that's very, very exciting. I'm even influencing when I'm not aware that I'm influencing.
Oh, I've been watching the project for many years. So, you know, there's always a new hair colour. It's lovely.
Stace, is the new colour. Is the new colour you're talking about the grey streak down the middle like a skunk?
Stop it.
You know, we stay blonde because the greys blend better with blonde.
That's true.
Very true, Stacey.
That's why Garnier fired her.
Oh, stop.
They didn't. That was very unfair.
Oh, Lisa.
So there we go. A bit of big-fluence already.
Bit of big-fluence. That's a mouthful. Might need to come up with something better than that. Lisa, have I influenced you to buy something or do something?
No, I actually screenshotted that exercise yesterday and did it today.
There you go. Had to go with the 50 burpees.
Oh, no, they were a killer.
Did you get through them, though?
No. So I've been wanting to exercise for ages, and I was like, oh, this kind of looks like I could do it. I don't need too many pieces of equipment or anything like that. And, burpees are a killer to me anyway. But, yeah, I did that exactly today.
Lisa, do you think Carrie's lying about doing 50 burpees?
I'm not.
No, because she looks fit.
I did 100, mate. Don't downplay it to 50.
I know, but in lots of 50. I find the lots of 50 impressive. Because you told me the other day that you did heaps of burpees, but I assume they're in lots of like 10.
Well, I did them in lots of 10, as in I did 10 and then took a breath, then 10, took a breath, 10 and to get to 50.
How long was your breath?
Oh, like 10 seconds, 5 seconds, just enough to stop and regroup and draw in, you know, breath.
Yeah. Check the likes on Instagram and then back into them.
Exactly.
Let's go to Leonie. G'day, Leonie.
Hi, how are you going?
Great. Have you been big-fluenced?
I have. I ended up watching that Three Identical Strangers.
Oh, Leonie. It's fun, isn't it?
That is why I couldn't find it last night when I searched for Leonie, because I searched for Three Perfect Strangers.
Well, I have twins, so I made them watch it too.
I've got a new one for you, Leonie. I can't remember the name of it, though. She's not a good start as a big influencer. But it's one about the Atlanta Olympic bombing.
I'll have to check it out.
It's the name of a man. It's the guy, the hero.
Oh, easy. Just start with Albert and then go through the alphabet of
anyway, Google it, then watch that, Leonie. I watched it the other night. It's really good.
I had to Google the name of the last one, so it won't be a problem.
And finally, Brad. Brad, how have I changed your life, mate?
Yeah, go with your persona. I started drinking a lot more during the project, I think it's because you like a drink as well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah,
really
good.
What are you drinking, Brad? Like because anything?
Basically, I work for the airlines, dude, and I've got a lot of duty free, so I'm just going through the bottle.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's tough all around the country at the moment, but it is particularly tough in Victoria where stage 4 restrictions are now in place. It was a huge day yesterday and it was a big weekend because this email had been circulating about us going into stage 4 restrictions, but no one knew if it was real or not. So I think there was already this anticipation and this anxiety around it. And then they announced it, the new restrictions, only exercising 1 hour a day, only one of you can go out to get groceries, you can't leave sort of your 5 kilometre radius. And then today, a whole lot of new restrictions have just been announced across the board in Victoria. Changes to construction. It's going to continue, which some people wondered if they were going to shut down construction altogether, but it's going to continue at a greatly reduced scale. I think it's 25% of the construction workforce. There's going to be heaps of changes to retail. So you can't now go into certain retail stores. It'll be click and collect. But things like the grocery store, pharmacy, bottle shop, post post office, all of those will still remain open. But if you're wanting to get a little side table from Kmart, you're going to have to click and collect that because they don't want us going out for things that we don't need to go out for. But an interesting one is Bunnings. Bunnings is going to be closed for you to go into unless you're a tradie.
Oh, gosh.
If you need to get stuff from Bunnings, you have to click and collect, the same for most hardware stores as well.
Where do I go? Because if I want to have an argument with someone of do I have to wear my mask or not, if I can't go and film that in Bunnings.
Brighton.
Yeah, where do I do that?
But they're saying there'll be like 250,000 workers impacted by the changes today. Hairdressers will shut, barbers will shut. We're just going into a different world for 6 weeks, and I reckon I feel like in speaking to friends and family, over the last 5 months, I think all around the country, everyone has their good days, everyone has their bad days, and you kind of swap, you know, who's up and about and going, it's going to be okay, and who's feeling particularly flat. And there's just a general flatness around everyone I speak to. People really, really struggling with the idea, especially with the young children, of being only having an hour out a day. Like, I've got a friend who, and it sounds so crazy when you speak about the scheme of things, and everyone knows why we're doing it, and everyone's behind the fact that we're doing it, but you still can't help but vent. And, you know, I've got a friend whose son has just dropped his nap. Now, it doesn't sound like a big deal, but she now has 12 hours, 1 hour at that time she's allowed to be out of the house, but 12 hours in an apartment looking after her son. And and she just said, I actually don't know how I'm going to do it. The way I survive parenting is to walk. I walk and I walk and I walk. And I thought, I think everybody, no matter what your scenario, everyone is dealing with this new territory very differently and finding incredibly tough. At the moment.
Yeah, I think it's also hard when a lot of people haven't complained because they know it'll be met with, at least we're not America, at least we're not Italy, at least we're not London. And although we're not those places and we're very lucky to live where we are, I still think you're kidding yourself if you don't think that those people in Victoria are doing it real tough right now. And so I think a lot of people have been holding up on actually venting about how they really feel because they go, I don't want to complain because we are still very lucky, which is true. But
and
also,
you
like
often
you
know,
said,
know people who are working frontline and you hear their stories and you go, what have I got to complain about? Nothing, you know. But I think it's another interesting thing for parents because I reckon for a long time parents have been trying to stay up for their kids because they obviously take their cues from you. When they see you stressed, which they have been because so many parents are losing their jobs, sometimes going down to one income or no income, which is something that for a lot of the kids they wouldn't have experienced, you know, yet. And so it's a huge thing. So parents are doing a lot of, nah, it's good, it's all going to be okay, it's good, it's good. And I think, I feel like a lot of parents are struggling to keep the, it's good, it's good, it's good. Yeah. It's, you know, it's, and I noticed on the weekend, my son, who's just always up and always happy and positive, was just really flat. And he misses his mates. He misses just the connection that school brings. He's like, we just don't do fun stuff on the weekends anymore. And I was like, that's the reality. We're not in a fun time at the moment. And all the little games we come up with at home last for about a day and then they're just not fun anymore. And poor Evie, you know, she's five. And she's the one saying to us, you know, he's just trying to keep us safe, you know. And I think that, you know, for a five-year-old to even have to try and wrap their head around all of this, it must be so foreign to them, you know.
Yeah. I think hopefully my mum's right. I spoke to my mum.
What's your mum say? Your mum's a psych, lives in, isn't she?
She is. My mum lives in Melbourne and I spoke to her about it and just checking in on how she was feeling about everything. And she, her attitude, and I hope for everybody there and everybody around Australia this is correct, she said, oh, well, at least this will do it. So even though it's six very tough weeks looking ahead, at least hopefully this means that Victoria will be out of this. Will these numbers get better? Won't they? Will they? Are harsher restrictions coming in? Hopefully this means the uncertainty is gone and the equation should be 6 weeks, let's knock this thing on the head and then let's, you know,
I really
get back
so.
Into it a bit
And
more.
If you're in a state that's not going through at the moment but you've got friends in Victoria, just shoot them a text, just a little something. And even if they're saying they're okay, still shoot them a text. Let them know you're thinking of them.
And give them a call because they're bored.
And don't send them a pic of you doing something fun on the weekend. They don't want it.
What about that pic that you sent the group, the radio group? What about that pic? Should you send them that pic? Because
I mean, it gave you a laugh.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Time to play for some cash.
Be paid. We're in your corner. So are Carrie and Tommy with some cash. You could win $2,000.
Yeah.
This is fun. This is what people need right now. People need cash. So many bills coming in. Times have been incredibly tough. And this is such an easy way to win it.
Yep. You've got a 1 in 4 chance of winning $2,000 in cold hard cash. And if we don't give it away today, because it goes into the jackpot and tomorrow we double it.
And all you got to do is select which corner on the board the spinning wheel will land on for your chance to score the cash. If it lands in your corner and you're the only person in that corner, you walk away with a full $2,000. If it lands, say, in your corner and another contestant has chosen that same corner as you, you'll split it and so on and so on. And if it lands in a corner that no one's picked, it jackpots.
Yes. Now, because you are going to be spinning the wheel there, and because you're a notorious cheat, can you promise me and the whole of Australia that this wheel is in no way rigged?
Do you want me to give you a little demo spin? A little demo spin.
I would be in corner 3, please. That's what I would pick.
You want to be in corner 3? I'm going to pick corner 1.
I'll take 2.
Okay.
And it's landed in my corner. Yep, it's Now, I've got a verifier here, so it's all above board.
Nicole, how does this sound?
Oh, it sounds awesome, guys. I really could do with some cash.
Great. Well, what number would you like? 1, 2, 3, or 4?
I'm going to go 3.
3. Nicole, you're in corner 3. Now, wait to hear what everybody else says, because if you end up in that corner by yourself, chance for $2,000 is all yours. Ooh. Let's go to Lillian. G'day, Lillian.
Yes.
You've just heard Nicole is in corner 3. What would you like?
I would like corner 2, please.
Corner 2. Is that
going
because
into
2 is a lucky number?
I hope so.
Okay, good stuff. Fair enough. G'day, Nathan.
Yes.
Good answer. Nathan.
Nathan, so how much do you need some cash right now?
Oh, desperate money. I just need it so bad.
Well, we've got Nicole is in corner 3. Lillian is corner 2. You can join those guys if you feel like splitting the money, or number 1 or 4 are completely available.
Yeah, I'm going to go number 4.
Ooh. This is fun. I like that they're all in separate corners.
Because one
more. We got one more. Let's go to Kira Lee. Are you there, Kira Lee?
I am. Hi, guys.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you guys?
We're very, very good. There's one corner free, Kiralee.
The number 1 is free, or you can join the other guys. Is there any? Have you got an inkling of where you think it's going to land, Kiralee?
I don't, but I was thinking number 4.
So you would like to be in number 4 with Nathan?
Yeah, let's go with Nathan. Joe Watson was my favourite footballer, so...
Great.
That means... we'll go there.
If it lands on number 4, you guys will win $1,000 each, which is still fantastic. And if it lands on number 1, it will jackpot to tomorrow. Vickers, are you ready to spin?
I'm ready. Is there a countdown or anything? What do we do here?
Do a little drum roll for you.
Yeah. Drum roll. I need a drum roll. And going. It is on. It is on. 3. Nicole, you won $2,000. It's as easy as that, babe.
Oh, my God. That is so cool. Thank you, guys.
Nicole, what are you going to spend the money on?
Oh, there's a few bills coming in, so... And probably maybe dinner out with the family.
Oh, is it true your hubby hasn't worked for like a year now?
It is, yeah. Oh. So it'll be great to have that little extra cash.
I reckon you deserve a dinner.
Yeah, do something fun with it as well.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Congratulations, Snickers.
Thank you.
For everyone else, a bit more. Same time tomorrow.
Yeah,
same
let's
number
do it.
Of people. Get involved.
Yeah, if you want to play tomorrow, you can register at carrieandtommy.com.au. It's all thanks to BPay. We're in your corner.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
So, because on Saturday we had Nat and I, my girlfriend, we had a nice walk plant. We were just going to go for just a pleasant stroll. The weather was fine, and I thought it'd be a nice thing to do, right?
Very romantic.
Well, it was just a wholesome way to spend a Saturday. No drinking involved. The sun was shining. No booze involved. I was really proud of myself for coming up with a wholesome adult activity. And then when I've said it was a 10K walk, right? And when I've said that to Nat, she said...
that's a lot of a walk.
Well, when I said it to her, she said, nah, let's race. And I said, what? And she said, let's race. And I said, what do you mean? And she goes, race. And I said, well, do it. do you want me to give you a head start? And she's gone. Right?
Do you mean running or walking? Is it like those walkers in the Olympics where you can't lift your feet off the ground? Or, you...
or someone drops. On a, do they give you a red flag? For some reason I thought they dropped a serviette when you did that.
Oh, no. I was reliving that the other day. I can't remember one of the breakfast shows I was watching had that moment. Remember in the Olympics where, who was that? Saville? No.
Yeah, Jane Saville.
Anyway,
that's an amazing get by
it was
you.
Heartbreaking. Yes. Anyway, so you were running or walking?
Well, so she proposed a running race, and I said, "Okay, what are the stakes?" And she said, "If I beat you, you have to get Botox in your forehead."
Wow.
I said, "What?"
It's a harsh way of telling you you've got the wrinkly head.
I know. She goes, "I just think it would be hilarious if you couldn't look surprised." And I was like, "Okay, fine." And then she started to panic and she goes, no, well, let's make it a walking race. I said, well, no, you've already said, you made up this idea to race. We're going for a running race. And then we started and I took off like a jet. And I was worried because she wasn't running that hard. And I thought, oh no, she's going to cheat. Like, I know she's going to cheat. Because then she calls me and I'm puffing and she's not really puffing. And she said, I need to know the exact end point of the race. And I said, what do you mean? It's the end of the trail. But I'm like, what do you mean? It's the end of the trail. And she said, no, like, give me an exact location. And I'm like, damn it. And so I gave her a restaurant that was at the end of the 10K on the pier where we were running to. And then I've started panicking because I'm like, what's she going to do? How is she going to get there? And I'm too far into the trail at this point.
Oh, and panicking while you're running really costs you time too.
And I'm starting to really like think hard of how she's going to do this, which is making my brow furrow, which I realised is exactly the reason she wants me to get the Botox in the first place, right? And so then I'm running harder than I've run in so long and it's a really hard run and a couple of days before, I'd pulled a muscle in my leg.
Oh, and here's where the excuses come in. Yeah,
absolutely.
Right.
Yeah. And that starts to go at about the 5K mark and I'm running so hard and then she starts to trash talk me in messages. She just sends me messages just saying, F you, slow coach, right? And I'm like, oh, gosh, I'm expecting to get there and see her already sipping a martini waiting at the finish line. I get there and she's not there. And I take a photo of me at the finish line and I send it to her and I'm destroyed by the stage. I'm limping. I've sweat like from the top of my T-shirt all the way down to the bottom. And then she walks in about 5 minutes later and she's like, oh, damn it. I said, what happened? She's like, I just ran. I said, no, you didn't. You're not sweating at all, right? And she goes, oh. And then showed me photos of she got in an Uber. As soon as I told her where the finishing point was, she got in an Uber, but she got stuck in traffic. But how's this? tell me this if you think that I am dating an absolute psychopath or not. Because then she starts taking photos of me and her together. And I said, what are you doing? And she starts cackling and laughing. And she puts up stories on Instagram saying that she won the race.
I watched it. I thought she won. I thought I knew the end to this story.
She absolutely did not win. She lost, but I said to her, that's not fair. Like, I clearly won. And so and she looked me in the eyes and she said, yeah, but who's going to believe you?
And yet you could still look surprised at that point.
I know. And she's like, that'll go.
I mean, it's worth thinking about whether you should get the Botox, though.
Piss
would
off,
you ever?
Mate.
It's Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Hughie and Ed joining us.
Yeah.
Hey.
Is exciting, guys.
What's going on?
Masked Singer.
Yeah, the countdown to Masked Singer.
Boom,
starting.
Boom, boom.
We started filming, guys, and on the weekend, Saturday, Carrie Bickmore's name got mentioned.
Oh, can sing our
Actually,
Carrie Bickmore.
That's interesting you bring that up because Bickers is the one who organised us singing lessons.
That's right.
And we did hear how I sounded, didn't we?
No, you were holding back. I heard that. You were doing joke singing, you weren't using your full breath.
That's what I was doing.
You can sing.
You're speaking.
Even if you just spoke to the word, your speaking voice is lyrical. You can do it. I can feel it.
Yeah, I feel it. Bickmore is a big chance.
That'd be great. Because remember, I came on the project last year, Carrie, and I asked Waleed point blank whether he was on there,
And
I thought he was.
You honestly did too, because I know he can play guitar, and he can sing though, can't he? Because I've never heard him sing, but I know he can.
Yeah, I haven't heard him properly crack into some singing, but I've got a feeling he can do everything else musically. I reckon he can sing.
Look, he might be on, but I just feel like the goldfish might be Carrie Bickmore.
Yeah.
That's the
goldfish. Right.
That makes sense.
My memory feels like that at the moment.
The goldfish.
In the filming on Saturday, the goldfish was just staring at me the whole time.
Really? Oh, well, then it's not Carrie.
What is it then? Who be staring at you? Hughes, that's fantastic. Hughes,
how long until we have the masked band? And so instead of just a singer, there's also
piano.
A guitarist.
Yes.
Yes.
The goldfish could be behind the keys.
Yeah,
what are you doing,
Tommy? A lot
of
secrecy, though. A lot of secrecy.
But that's genius. It's like the Chemical Brothers have been doing it for, 25 years? Or Daft Punk, is it? Sorry, Daft Punk.
Yeah.
They just send two roadies to push play on the set when they can't be bothered going to Bill Bow. They just send two blokes in their helmets.
That's a great idea.
How was it not having your audience, because you've got a virtual audience now? How was that?
We do have a virtual audience. The audience that we've got, there's a lot of massive stuffed toys. We're sitting around, and there's a few people, employees, who are in these. Like a massive teddy bear that you might win at the show. Do you know what I mean? Like on the, you know,
like a mascot.
A 6 foot tall stuffed in the audience. So the audience is just all these stuffed animals. It's quite, we're not meant to use the word creepy.
What's happening there?
Yeah.
Did they decide that the show wasn't weird enough?
Exactly. We need something to distract from these enormous prawns singing.
We've got the clowns with their mouths open?
No, not those. People hate clowns.
There's a row of them.
What are you doing?
Well. There's just
people hate that type of
clowns
thing.
Just going from left to right, swaying there. You just want to pop a ball in there. So that's,
Jesus.
Yeah, but also inside the outfits, there's some people in there as well. And we're filming for a long time. And so the worry is that some people who are actually inside the massive sort of bear suits will die and we won't know that they're real or not, and they'll just sit there for like weeks and they'll be mad.
So dark.
I like it. Well, days in mascot uniforms, 20 minutes in, 20 minutes out.
Was that the limit? That's fascinating.
Yeah. Mate, I'm not going to lie. We were on set on Saturday for 10 hours. That's 10 hours in.
Then 10 hours out.
You know what I reckon? I reckon the current climate,
wow,
that's just not something to whinge about.
You take the gig. That's an interesting deal. If you could leave your house and go out in lockdown, but you had to wear a giant teddy bear outfit the whole time, would you do it?
Fantastic, I'd do it. Isn't it? I'd love to do it. Absolutely. That's where we might get to with
the
morale.
That's a great idea. Tommy, you're firing today. Have you been taking your ginkgo? Have you taken ginkgo this morning? You are firing, my God.
Remember ginkgo ginkgo
biloba.
Biloba,
I can imagine Carrie endorsing that.
Cut that in. Boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom. You can trust that the Carrie and Tommy catch-up will be back again. Just like you can trust BPay to help you stay in control of your bills. Contact your bank to see if BPay is right for you. Boom, boom.